Hey, Shavuot Tov, everybody. The first Aliyah of Vayishlach, what the Ramban says, is really the template for all of our interactions with adversaries. So the preparation, the Tfilah, the Doron, and the Melchama. We're told, Vayira Yaakov Mod, Vayetzer Lo, Vayachatz, Esoam Asherito, Vesatzon, Vesabakar, Vagmalim, Lishne Machanot. So Vayira Yaakov Mod, he was exceedingly concerned and afraid, Vayetzer Lo, and it was a source of profound tsa'ar to him. So Targum Unklus renders the pasuk Udachal Yaakov Lachada Vayira Yaakov Mod Va'akasle Vayitzelo. There's a kind of a suffering, an internal suffering that took place, and there's a number of lines of inquiry. First of all, why was Yaakov afraid? The pshat is, as the Ramban says, because the message that came back from Esav was very foreboding. When the Malachim come back and they say that, you know, Varba meosi shimo, vegam holech likrascha, and they don't mention any, you know, message of peace or diplomacy, Yaakov understood that Esav had malicious intent. Vakasav lo siper shiyom rashlichim davar b'shem Esav alav evraso shmura belibo, vlasos la ra hayaholech bechayil hazeh, vinei hashluchim chakru b'machane, v'yadu ki holech likras Yaakov. The Ramban considers a possibility that Esav wouldn't even receive them. And that is undoubtedly the pshat that, you know, he was responding to this overture that he'd made to Esav, and clearly the early returns were not encouraging. There's a whole different line of questioning, which is, you know, what did Yaakov have to be concerned of? After all, he was promised by Hashem, you know, Shuv el Eretz Mulatecha ve'yayimach, in addition to the, you know, Haftacha that he was given, you know, when he left for Beis Lavan, v'shavti v'shalom al Beit Avi. So the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Daled tells us, Shema Yigrom Hachein, right? That principle is endorsed by the Ramban as well, that those Haftachos were only as good as Yaakov's subsequent behavior. The Targum Yonasan takes a different approach. Shadachal Yaakov l'chada adalo asak esrin shana biyakari de'avo. In other words, the failure of kibud aveim, if Esav had a zechus, it was actually, you know, in that particular direction. The Malbim, you know, goes all the way in the opposite direction. Vayira Yaakov ma'od hinei avoteach v'ashem ein lo lira mibasar v'dam v'ayira morash ein bidchono kira'oi. And that's what essentially caused Vayetrelo, Shazos Atzmo Heterlo, Shemizah Don, Sheinu Roy Lanisim, Achar Shebitchono Bilti Shalem, Avelkarachach, Nisa Lasso Sachanos Tevios, Vetachsise Mochama. That's why Vayachatz es Amasher Ito, Vesatzon, Vesabakar, Vesagmalim, Lishne Machanos. You really have a range of views, whether it's the Kibud Aveim factor, Targum Yonasan, whether it's Shema Yigrom Hachet more generally, the Gemara Brachos, or the Malbim's take, which is that it's a failure of Amuna, you know, altogether. The Ramban, interestingly, earlier in the Aliyah, says that it was, you know, to Yaakov's great discredit that he reached out to Esav in this way, and even says, you know, Ma'isev osim al nebanim, that by Sheni, when we were overly obsequious to Edom, you know, that was the beginning of the downfall. But be that as it may, you know, my point of focus will actually be Rashi's interpretation, which is based on the Medrash. The Red Doc happens to quote it, quote it as well. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od, Vayira Shema Yehareg, Vayetzer Lo. The even greater tsar is Im Yaharog Hu Es Acherim. In other words, what Yaakov was concerned about was twofold. Obviously, he had concerns in terms of the well-being of his family, you know, as he expresses. Im Yavo Esav Machana Chas V'Kau, which is obviously, you know, a terrifying proposition that, you know, Esav might come and annihilate, you know, part of Yaakov's family is, you know, something very frightening. But Vayetzer Lo, something which was even of greater concern qualitatively, which is the idea that Yaakov would have to resort to violence himself. And the idea was completely anathema to him that he should cause, you know, somebody else to lose their lives. Vayetzer Lo, that's an even greater point of concern. And that's a remarkable perspective. Right? Obviously, we, you know, believe in the Shemaratem Mod L'Nafsho Seichem, not only that, but V'chei Achicha Yimach, Chayecha Kodmin, L'Chayecha Vercha. But at the same time, psychologically speaking, even if our primary responsibility is to our own lives, and you know, we believe that haba lahargecha, you know, hashkim bahargo, the very thought of having to take somebody's life is, you know, a source of profound tzar. It's selam elokim. In some cases, it's, you know, nefesh achas mi Yisrael. And it's, you know, a profound source of distress. This should animate our psychology, even if, you know, lehalacha, our lives take precedence. It is exactly what we have to do. You know, haba lahargecha, hashke mahargo doesn't mean that, you know, you walk away feeling, you know, like this is the greatest thing that ever happened. Oh, I was able to mekayim this halacha. There's a tragedy, you know, which is not just implicit, but explicit in that halacha. And that's exactly what Yaakov was talking about. It wasn't a situation of, you know, provoking a fight. It would be, you know, haba lahargecha, hashkeim bahargo. But nonetheless, vayiral Yaakov ma'od, you know, vayetzer lo, shema yaraghu es acherim. And that bespeaks, obviously, a philosophy. It's not just, you know, an isolated, you know, rabbinic comment, but there's yesh dvarim bego, there's an entire philosophy of life, which is part of that ethos, that we're terribly afraid that we might, you know, cause somebody, you know, any amount of harm, and certainly to, you know, cause somebody, you know, to lose their lives is something which is profoundly distressing for us as members of Klal Yisrael, as people who look to Yaakov as our father, B'nei Yisrael, B'chir Sheba Avos, and, you know, we have to be profoundly concerned about the welfare, you know, of other people, even as we're very concerned for our own welfare as well. And that, I think, is an absolute paradigm for what it means to live in a pandemic. Vayira Yaakov ma'od, vayetzer lo. We're obviously going to be very concerned about our own well-being and doing everything that we need to do to ensure that, you know, we remain in good health, and the people that are closest to us, people that we love, but at the same time, you know, Shema Yaroghu es Acherim, even Bishgaga, even justified for Yaakov, is something that caused him, you know, profound psychological distress. And that's something which I think is absolutely critical, that our mentality has to be animated by Shema Yaroghu es Acherim. And obviously, Afilu Bishogeg, Afilu Bivridas, Biyodim Velo Yodim, we have to be, you know, profoundly concerned that when we all come to the Kisei Shel Kavod, and we are able to answer that we did everything, and then some, you know, in our power to ensure, Vayetzer lo, Shema Yarogu es Acherim, that we did nothing to spread a virus that ultimately ended up infecting somebody who was vulnerable and suffered a terrible fate. That is a reality, a halachic reality, of the gravest possible proportions. And as such, you know, we have to be profoundly, profoundly concerned, you know, for everybody's well-being, everybody around us. And this is, just as the Ramban says, this entire parsha is Maisa Avos Siman Labanim. So, you know, certainly in this case as well, we're profoundly concerned for all those people around us. B'yodim v'lo yodim v'yetzer lo shem b'yarog hu es acherim. Shavua Tov.